love it. You are now tuned in to Three Black Men, a podcast by three black men where we talk about theology, culture, and the world around us. The following content may not be suitable if you ain't real enough. Listener discretion is advised, because real recognize real. Here's the hope when we look familiar.
Hello, 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 party people. Welcome back to the podcast. I wasn't ready.
Hello. Yeah, I wasn't ready for that one
either. My name is Robert.
My name is Sam.
And I'm still Trey.
Hello. Hey, three black men. Hello, hello, hello. It's good to be with you all again.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to our Patreon supporters, especially we've got a couple new ones in recent months.
We've been waiting for you.
We have been waiting. This is a safe place for thee. So shout out to y'all. Thank you for supporting us, for encouraging us, loving us.
Yeah, y'all can help keep this train rolling too.
Yes.
For sure.
So, finding our way to freedom. Hey, we've come to the end of our time together this season.
Here we are.
Of the road. Right. We're not going to let go, but we are going to let go. So, all season, we have tried to unlock our potential by speaking about liberation in different parts of our culture and the church. And so now we're at the end of the season. Reflections, thoughts on the season, anything that we didn't get to that you wish we got to. We've had some incredible guests this season.
We really did.
Thoughts, fellas.
Yo, okay, so I'm going to tell you something. So this season was amazing, right? Like, I wasn't sure how we could, like, outdo last season because, you know, last season we got together and recorded half the season together, and that was really dope. But I really wasn't sure how we can, you know, top last season. And for me, I, like, this season pushed me. It was triggering. It brought tears. It brought so much joy. It brought so many different emotions. I'm really grateful for this season. I feel like doing this season has really helped my growth. Y'all always challenge me in, you know, in different ways, but I feel like this season was just with some of the guests that we've had, I love it. One of the things that we didn't do a show about it, but we've talked about it before, is like liberation from inerrancy. Like that right there. Whoop. Is
whoop, pull over that.
Yeah. The liberation from inerrancy and like the view that like the Bible is literally the word of God, and he said and inspired every single thing in there specifically, is very liberating to not have in your bag. And it's okay to let things go that don't serve others and us well, and that has not served us well. So that's probably like the one thing, but I feel like we've talked about that a lot throughout different seasons. That can be picked up, but that would probably be something that especially on specific topics and just in how theology is used to hold up different ideologies. Letting that go would be.
Yeah. What about you, Trey?
Yeah, I've enjoyed this season for the simple fact that salvation as a Christian concept is a synonym for liberation as a concept, right? Like when we talk about liberation, we talk about salvation. And the cool thing about that is in Christian theology, salvation is already secured. It's just a matter of recognizing and realizing that, right? And so when we talk about finding our way to freedom, we're really discovering more of who we really are. We are uncovering the good thing that God already created. And so this isn't about becoming something that we are not. It is about becoming our truest selves. That is a process that we are always engaged in. For us to dedicate a whole season to that, like a full, all of 2023, we talked about that from a bunch of different angles. And that was really dope for me because in my personal life, you know, I feel as though I'm becoming more liberated. And when I say that, I mean more of who I am. Right, with this whole book project dropping at the top of next year, that's been really cool for me to go through, really affirming and a lot of things that I didn't know about myself or didn't know I had in me. And that tells me that liberation is working. When you find out stuff about yourself that you didn't know, you're being liberated from that which kept you from knowing that in the first place. And so this has been cool for me to go through personally. I've heard from a couple of people who felt liberated by something. Like, I didn't realize people was going to mess with that politics episode we did the way we did, because like sometimes we feel it's something that we have to bifurcate, when really liberation, salvation is all about, no, I don't have to cut off any of these parts. I get to bring all of that to the table at all times. Yeah. And so this felt really special, and I'm excited about what is in store for after this, in us and the whole 3BM community, Patreon, all that stuff, becoming more of the liberated, truest, savedest, whatever selves, what the future holds for us, you know?
Yeah, I love that. I feel like, to use some of your words, it's like, I feel like part of what we're doing is uncovering our humanity, right? And getting in touch with those parts of the humanity that really is already in there. And we're just, you know, making it whole, you know, trying to draw some threads between, you know, who we are now and the people that we want to become. And I feel like I loved this season because we kind of put some flesh on what being a progressive can be, right? Like what does progression look like in these specific arenas? So it's like this, you know, so progression on being a progressive, right? And so, you know, like how do we think of, you know, when we say purity culture, like how do we think of that? You know, I think about the conversation Sam and I had with LaVon Briggs. That was a time and a half a time.
Yeah, man, that was maybe a good time.
Both before we press record and after.
Yeah.
Time. We had a time last night. or I think of the conversation we had with Kina Aragon and, you know, her real thoughts on the Holy Spirit's work in our life, and I still sit with so much of that. But I've loved thinking about liberation with y'all and with others in community, and it's given me some language that I didn't have before. I'm sad in some ways that it's over, because there are things that I wish we could have gotten to, right? Like I wish we could have got more into health, you know, in the ways that, like, especially for Black people, like there are health concerns that we have, right? In ways of being that I wish we could have talked about. Wish we could have reviewed some movies that I wish we had some thoughts on. It's been a good season thus far. Let me ask y'all a question. Okay, so I have two different questions. One is, what was your favorite topic? And then two, who was your favorite guest? And that it could have been a guest that you were on the pod for or you just listened to. So favorite topic, favorite guest, go. Maybe
go,
they're one
you,
in the same.
You go first.
All right. I have many, but I'm going to say, you know, I break my own rules because I do what I want to do, right? I'm a liberated man. So I have two favorite guests. It would be Otis Moss and Candace Bumble. And yeah, those are my two favorite guests. I enjoy their work so much. What they bring to the tables is vastly different. But Otis Moss, wait, don't make me emotional. I really felt like, wow, this is the brother that I never had. You know, like, I really respect how he shows up in the world and how he tries. Theology isn't a prison for him. He really tries to live out what he thinks about God and what he thinks about people in ways that are just so, I admire it. Like, and he's actually a good person when the cameras weren't rolling, right? And that's a smooth brother,
he's,
you know?
He really is, man. Like, he's one of the illest human beings on the planet. Like,
yeah, truly. like sign me up. I'm the oldest monster turns fan club. You know, like, I'm there. I can be a stan, you know? Just a smooth brother. And, you know, I respect, you know, even his hair is smooth. You know, the brother looking clean.
Yeah, man. Last episode, we talked about liberate or masculinity and what that mean. Like, we need to be able to say when somebody got like, that brother's smooth.
Man. Yeah,
yeah, I'm like, I'm unashamed. I'm like, it's a smooth.
Yeah, kid. He got it. He be dressing too, man.
Yeah, he do.
He get up and put that stuff on everything.
He put them threads on.
He do that.
And I just like the way his mind even thinks with music and whatnot. And
yeah.
So there's that. And then my favorite episode, the topic would be actually the one that you both did on The Matrix of Violence. That's something I've been thinking about that topic for years. So, yeah, that was my favorite topic.
We shouldn't have let him go first because he took so we let him go first. He had multiple guests. It's ridiculous. You lucky we had so many.
I'm the king of this city.
Yeah,
lucky we I'm had all so about liberation. But also, I'm a rebel. So go ahead, Trey.
All right. So if I had to pick a favorite guest, which is not fair because we had a lot of them. Like I like both of the conversations you just named, first of all, because Candace Marie Bembo and Dr. Otis Moss III are dope individuals as well as dope guests, right? So y'all heard dope stuff from them, but they was both cool enough to hang around and just pour into us off rip. Matter of fact, those two people, Dr. Moss endorsed my book. Candace Marie Bembo wrote the foreword for my book, and it's gorgeous because they're dope. Gorgeous people, but since Rob already took them or whatever, I love
Robert Monson already also endorsed the book, you know, but that not to say anything, but you know, but it's fine, you know, it's fine. I mean, you just listened to them like that.
I mean, I probably endorsed it, I didn't like
yeah, so no, it's fine.
I text you about it.
I guess our opinions don't matter at all. It's totally fine. I mean, we've just been doing theology with you, he can start a new podcast
and call it two black men and a black woman, and you can be you, Dr. Monson.
Yeah, maybe I'll think about endorsing that one.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I like having Camille on. She's the homie, and she had a dope book. That was, but I also I'm torn between Dr. Shanika Walker Barnes, just because that topic blessed me so much, and the little meditation she led us with towards the end. To this very day, sometimes I pull that clip up and just listen to it, because that was a balm to the soul. Also, Rabbi Danya Ruttenberg was an amazing guest. She's an amazing person as well. That was cool. Now, when we talk about my favorite topics, that one is really difficult because I love so many of these conversations that we had. I would probably have to go with, I don't know, I kind of like the conversation we had on white saviorism. I felt like we went into our bag with that when we talk about like contemporary topics, but putting in all the different layers when we hit about theology, culture, and the world around us at one time. Now, that was pretty dope, I think.
Yeah. So I think when Rob said, who is your favorite guest? I was like, bro, how is Dr. Moss not going to be like synonymous? But like, I agree with Trey. We've had some amazing guests. I've actually enjoyed every single guest that we've had this season. As big a fan as I am of Dr. Moss, I've enjoyed it, whether I was actually on the podcast with him or not. I've enjoyed every single guest. I wasn't sure, and then Trey just used Dr. You just Rabbi Danya Redenberg. And I was like, for me, I was gonna say, outside of like, I really enjoyed doing Dr. Moss, because that was really like, it was so he just has this way of making you feel the love that he gives off, and I just think that's really dope. Yeah. Just in conversation, I strive to, like, I want to, when I talk with someone, I want them to feel like they matter, right? And I feel like he's one of those people that when you talk to him, he make you feel like you matter, right? Like, no matter what you going through, like, there, and I, that is such a blessing to me.
Hey, hold on, I'm gonna let you finish, but people need to know we do matter. Like, three black men matter, because a lot of times, sometimes. But no, because what you don't know, and I ain't even trying to put him on blast like that, but he not gonna care if I say it. He slid in our DMs, you know that? Not even trying to promo, he was just like bigging us up. And I was like, you better be careful who you talking to, because we're gonna put you on. He was like, bet. So yeah, we there. Yeah. We there.
Yeah.
Reverend Dr. Otis Marshall, you know who we are. Don't talk to us like we regular. Keep going.
For real. No, that's all of those true. So when we did Rabbi Danya Redenberg's book, like, I feel like there was such a breakthrough, even like between that and therapy, like, just really things kind of clicking, that some of my therapists was telling me. So I would like, I don't know if I would say like that was my favorite topic or a favorite guest, but definitely in top two in both of those. Just because of the freedom of realizing what forgiveness actually looks like, what recompense actually looks like, what loving marginalized people, loving people, victims actually looks like, but also responding as someone who has harmed somebody else. That really helped me, and I think how I interact with people that I love, like, you know what I'm saying. So that's top two for me. Well, we'll say that's the favorite guest, because I really enjoyed that. And then top, my favorite man. Oh man, favorite show probably. I like the violence that me, the one on violence, that the Matrix of Violence that me and Trey did, but Rob took that one. But the politics one was really a good one. I really enjoyed that one as well, because we used to go to this church. And there were a lot, it was the evangelical church, and there are a lot of well-meaning white people, right, that would be considered as woke. And they love, and they're like, you know what, Black lives do matter. But they went in that voting booth and forgot about the Black lives. So doing that show, yeah, man, I'm glad that it's really hitting home with a lot of people, because that was really one of my favorite things, because I that was something that was kind of pressing on me. So, I like that one.
Yeah, that was a dope episode, because we did a lot of dope episodes this season. So much so that I think we should give these people a break to reflect on all the dope stuff we did this season, and then come back and talk about the season some more. Before Sam, Rob, and myself were podcast co-hosts, we were friends. This podcast grew out of a friendship. And honestly, it's grown into something more of a podcast. It's now a community. You can take part in that community at patreon.com/threeblackmen, all the way spelled out. And in that community, you'll get early access to episodes, bonus content like writings, videos, even some live conversations that you can take part in. In the event that you'd like to support us but aren't ready to commit to Patreon yet, you can submit a one-time gift via PayPal, where you'll find us at threeblackmenpodcast@gmail.com. However you choose to support, we're thankful that you did. Let's get back to the show. right, I hope y'all had sufficient time to think about how dope we've been in
2023.
Because
we did.
Yeah, man. Season four, we told free yourself. We in there, man. Give us free.
Oh, my God.
Rob, I know you had something for us to chew on, brother. So go ahead, whip it up.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, we've had all these different topics and, you know, I had to scroll through on the break to see all the different topics we had. I was like, man, we covered some ground.
Yeah.
How do you think of liberation now after spending so much time with the topic, with the material, with the conversations, the resources that were recommended, the books that we read, some of them we were advanced readers on, you know, pat ourselves on the back.
Look,
Ma, we're real. But, you know, I would say for me, I was thinking about the conversations that we've had, especially the ones that have been around the God that we've come to know and the liberation that God provides has really helped me lock down some things that I think about my activism work, that I think about the ways that I view myself. And I was speaking at a conference last weekend, and one of the points that I brought up is we need a God who is particular. And I use this phrase that we need a God who is someplace, and like someplace that we can access. And Cole Arthur Riley talks about that in her book, like in how we think of community, how we think of God, how we think of a salvation that is grounded in the now. And so talking about that with others and reading the books that we did for this I was about to say semester, ooh, PTSD, about for this season has kind of fleshed out like the God who is someplace to me. What about y'all?
I think just as I'm consistently thinking through and reflecting on things, and I didn't mean to plug it like this, but it was a word that I used like as I'm theologizing, right?
Okay, plug thy book.
Right. Liberation, and as I kind of pointed to earlier, is a matter of like I said, salvation. It's discovering and becoming who we are and were created to be, right? And so this isn't so much a revolutionary act in the means of turning things over, but in like cleaning things up, right? That's what liberation is for me. It's not so much a matter of changing things are as deprogramming, right? I had a friend back in college who used to, he was real good with computers. He could take like a iPhone and throw on like an Android operating system. Like he used to do the wildest, most legal stuff or whatever. But what liberation looks like is restoring that operating system back the way it was supposed to be, as opposed to all the things that people have put on it to make it fit in something else, right? Like that same talk we was talking about, Sam, we have mentioned it. I think it might have been another episode altogether where you talked about Dr. John Kenney when he was breaking down the role that patriarchy plays when it shouldn't be and it's not in the design of creation. In that same lecture, yeah. I went and I found like the full like hour-long talk. And he told everybody, he's like, hey, if you got a phone, I need you to do me a favor and Google a square watermelon, right? What do you see? A square watermelon. What's the problem with that? Watermelons are round. And then he goes on to talk about how in Japan, they started growing them in these plexiglass containers so that they would grow into cubes so that they're more easy to store as they're shipping them and stuff. And his whole thing is that like, sometimes we have been shaped for somebody else's use. But the thing about a square watermelon is that if you take a seed from a square watermelon and plant it, you still gonna get a round watermelon because the watermelon is still what watermelon is. So when we're talking about,
oh, he was in his bag with that one.
Yeah. Oh, he really was. He really went there.
Slick with it.
And so what liberation looks like is discovering who you are, how you were created to be, and who you have permission to be, were it not for other people trying to shape you for their use.
Yeah. Wow, I should have went second. I'm just joking. You know what? Liberation, the way I see it, like, especially after this season, I see it in so many different ways. Like, and ultimately, I think all of the ways that I see it, I think, Trey, the way you just kind of mentioned it, as far as it just being salvation, right? It looking like what salvation looks like. Will ultimately kind of sum up what it is, because I'm like, man, liberation can undo societal sin, right? Liberation can restore so many broken people, so many broken families. You know what I'm saying? Liberation can literally give people their dignity back, right? Like, in so many different ways. I think for me, what it has after this season, what it has become also is more important for me, to fight harder, or softer, to lean into liberation, and softness as I see the things that no longer certain, not probably, I don't want to say no longer, probably never actually serve us well, right? It's become that much more important, right? If for no other reason, I really want to love people better. I really believe that's where Jesus kind of calls us to be. It's really just to love people better, right? Ultimately, that's what we're talking about. In liberating, it's just actually loving people. And so it's really, really helped to kind of prioritize some things, and open my eyes in some areas so that I can do that.
You know what? As you were talking, this mental image came to my mind from Black Panther 2. I have some funny thoughts about it. But I would say that this image that, as you were talking, really just started to sit with me heavily is the scene where T'Challa had died and Queen Ramonda takes Shuri into the bush in order to, you could tell that obviously the way that Shuri has been grieving has been in such a way that's been detrimental to her person. You know, I'm thinking of the way that Trey thinks of things. And so her grief was not liberating, right? And so Ramonda takes her into the bush and she says, she's attempting to give a grief perspective that can heal her daughter, right? And it's a beautiful scene. And there she says, that she had trouble grieving, but she went into the bush herself and she said, "I found your brother in the breeze," and gently pushing me with his hand on my shoulder. And that line was such a beautiful thing when I think of liberation. Like, she's like, "I went into this place, I found your brother there in the breeze." And Shuri still didn't rock with that, right? And she, you know, she has this anger inside her, where she's like, "I don't have time to be in the breeze," essentially. Like, I have to do things. And so I think of the picture of liberation isn't this one size fits all. Sometimes people need to go through this, a longer journey to get to that free place, you know, finding our way to freedom.
Yeah.
And it takes wrestle. You know, she did get there by the end of the movie, but it took a longer winding road for her than what it took for her mother. Yeah. So that's sitting with me powerfully.
Yeah.
And that's, I like, good. That movie. Go ahead, Trey. You were about to say something.
I was trying my hardest not to bring up an episode in our personal past having to do with Wakanda Forever. because I've been liberated from certain people's influence over my mood. Sorry about that. If you don't know, don't worry about it. It's better this way. It's better this way. But not in a very real way. This season has been a blessing for me, because we even talked about it on the podcast. We had an episode called Three Black Men Overwhelmed. And
I was overwhelmed at that.
Yeah,
literally during that episode, I was like, if we have a cry session right here, I'm here for it.
Yeah, and what a lot of people may not know, or maybe they do, maybe it came across, maybe it didn't, is that we, through various circumstances, whatever, individually have been going through this season, right? Like with you, Rob, navigating another cross-country move and starting a PhD program, what ain't nothing yeah. easy. And then you, Sam, not only like settling into a new house recently, but then having a baby start in school and all this other stuff and all of the transitions that's little stuff that we don't even think about. And you're like, oh,
Sam has been going through health issues.
Yeah. Oh. And then me, my job responsibilities at work changing at the same time that I'm trying to put a book into the world and all these other things. Like, we've all had a lot going on and had to find a way to make this podcast a refuge.
Yeah.
Because I think if we are transparent, there's a degree to which part of what we do here became a task for us, or it felt like a task at a certain point.
Yeah.
And like an obligation and almost like a burden at times. But when we got the chance, when we sat down and made ourselves do this and reflected on liberation, we realized that this time that we have together is special, it's sacred, and it helped us. And one of the things that I think that helped in the long run is that sometimes when we get to the point where somebody like a Dr. Otis Moss knows who we are, we forget that this is why we started these conversations in the first place. So when sitting down and making ourselves talk about liberation and the more natural it got between us or whatever, and the more we set aside this time of doing it, the more it helped us get through what we had to go through on the outside of there. And what I'm finding is that there are people listening who some of them got to feel that same benefit. And so this season blessed me in a very, very rich way, and in a way that I'm only hopeful. Like we could only be blessed enough to duplicate in subsequent seasons, but you know, I'm sure we're gonna get there, you know.
Yeah, you know what, Trey, you mentioned something. You just when you just talked about the oh my gosh, I just had it. Just lost my whole train of thought. Anyway, so I find it interesting because when we, like, this isn't the first season where we've like felt overwhelmed. That's where I was going. You talked about the show where we talked about our overwhelmness. For me, part of the liberation that I love, that I feel here in amongst the community, is that when we do feel that, we don't have a problem being vulnerable, like the realness and the vulnerability there to put out a show to say, yo, okay, so what's going on? You know what I'm saying? And oftentimes it's when like things kind of feel a little tedious or task-like or work-like, and we do a show like that and people reach out and like, yeah, I've been feeling like that too. You know what I'm saying? And so that for me, like, I've never really been that type of person to just let people know what's on my mind and how I'm feeling. You know what I'm saying? So to feel liberated enough to like share these things with y'all, but like also so that other people can lean in and sit at the table and have a sense of feeling seen. You know what I'm saying? That right there for me, that's a point that I don't want to overlook as far as where I think this show has kind of brought me and feeling liberated and just being vulnerable.
As we get ready to close, I wanted to give two resources, you know, in this break that we go have, that y'all might benefit from, in terms of liberation. The first is one y'all know I love. It's called Black Imagination, curated by Natasha Marin. And listen, close your eyes and make the white gaze disappear is the opening line. I love it. The other one that's cold is by Ebony Janice, and it's All the Black Girls Are Activists. And I just want to give those to y'all, just because, especially in the past 2 months, you know, as Trey has alluded to, like, this has been an overwhelming time adjusting my life, watching y'all adjust y'all lives. And I've needed like some good resources to stay grounded to who I am as a person. And both of those are dope for different reasons. But yeah, we finished another season. We are out of here. Any last things y'all want to say to the folks before we come back? Probably not till February.
I love y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for rocking with us. Y'all are amazing. I'm praying for y'all, and I hope that all of y'all have soft places to land.
By the next time we record a full episode, I will officially be a published author. And I say that on this platform because without the work we've done here, I don't think I would have been in a position either confidence-wise or resource-wise to make that been a reality. And so I'm thankful that you two brothers and the people listening to this conversation have helped me realize who God created me to be, and in so doing help me move a step closer towards liberation. So love all y'all.
Love you, bro.
Amen. Love you. Love you. Amen and amen.
We appreciate you rocking with us for another episode of Three Black Men. Here's the part of the show where we ask a favor from you. Now, earlier I mentioned a couple of ways that you can support us by joining our community over at patreon.com/threeblackmen. We have multi-tiered support options and you can get bonus content. If you don't want to do that, you can submit a one-time contribution by finding us on PayPal at threeblackmenpodcast@gmail.com. But we ain't here to tap your pockets. Here's a few ways that you can help us out without spending a single dime. You can stop what you're doing right here, right now, and make sure that you've left us a review and a rating. Don't just give us the 5 stars. Go ahead and write out how much you love this show and tell everybody about it. Do it on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you at. Make sure you leave that rating and a review, and that's going to help even more people join the fun over here. Thank you so much. I knew God loved you for some reason.